are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the Giants salvaging a game in this series against the Cardinals. It really was a hard-fought series. The Giants grinded it out yesterday, had a bunch of opportunities again, but ultimately were able to push through offensively, and then the starting pitching. It usually begins and ends there, and Alex Wood was good. Alex Wood just had a fabulous start, put the Giants in a great position to win. Tyler Rogers had a bit of a rough go of it, but then he got a key, huge double play against Nolan Arenado with runners all over the place. So we'll break it all down. We'll talk about the Giants' position in the standings as we get ready, you know, to enter this last series of the quote-unquote first half. The Marlins were able to beat the Dodgers for the second consecutive game last night, so the Giants gained a game on the Dodgers in the division. And I say second consecutive game, it was actually the third consecutive game. And at the time of this recording, the Marlins are attempting to go for a four-game sweep here. So entering Friday, the Giants will either be one game ahead of the Dodgers or two. So go Marlins in this last game of the series here. Also on today's show, I do want to talk a little bit about the way the Giants score. I see, you know, there's this idea out there that home runs are not a great way to score runs because, you know, you need to hit situationally and runners in scoring position, hitting with runners in scoring position. Just to tease my thoughts on that, there's a reason for anyone who listens to the show all the time that you never, ever hear me talk about performance with runners in, quote, scoring position, right? Because if you're on first base and a guy hits a homer, was that scoring position? What about the guy at the plate who hit the homer? Was he in scoring position? So I do want to start with the Giants' position in the standings and the fact that they've been able to pull ahead to a game and a half lead over the Dodgers in the division. To me, like, just psychologically, there would be something great about going into the All-Star break with first place in the NL West. This was a division people expected to be dominated by the Dodgers and the Padres. And honestly, those teams are having fabulous years. Maybe the Padres underperforming a little bit, being just 13 games over 500. But regardless, they're living up to expectations, and it's the Giants that are leading this division. And that just goes to show you that you can't really predict this game of baseball. If you've been listening to this show all along, you know we predicted they would go 86 and 76. They're past that point for me. Like, that shouldn't come as a big surprise, but, you know, now we're looking at 90-something wins for this Giants team, unless something goes horribly wrong. So this game last night was really big for me, because you don't want to get swept, obviously, and also the Giants, the way that these games went down, and especially last night, they had just so many opportunities. The starting pitcher for the Cardinals, as we said, previewing this game, he was a young, inexperienced righty with command problems, and he's 23 years old, just hasn't had a lot of success at the major league level. And by the way, he's out there yelling and cursing at Mike Yastrzemski, which, you know, who does this guy think he is as a rookie yelling and cursing at a guy like Yaz? He thought he was stealing signs. Even if he was, that's allowed if you're out there standing on second base. And the way to deal with it is just have better signs, you know. Don't let the guy steal your signs. So anyway, this guy created so many opportunities by not being able to find the strike zone. And the Giants, like, two nights in a row, they walked more than they struck out. So the Giants walked eight times last night, and they had 8 hits, only 5 runs, quote unquote. Thankfully, a big home run, again, home run being a big run scoring play. So the Giants were able to, you know, get to 5 runs and give themselves a little bit of cushion. This was a game that would have been devastating to lose because of all the opportunities they had. And then in that 8th inning for the Cardinals with Tyler Rogers on the mound, it looked like they might be able to come back. I mean, the tying run was on 2nd, the go-ahead run was on 1st, and Nolan Arenado was at the plate with 1 out, already 3 hits in the inning off Tyler Rogers. So he got a huge double play there. That might have been one of the bigger kind of relief pitching moments of the season for the Giants. This guy, Arenado, he did it again in the 1st inning against Alex Wood. But that would be the only run Alex Wood allowed. It was a 2-out double by Arenado following a Goldschmidt walk. So anyway, coming up next, just more about this game. I eventually want to get deeper and deeper into this concept of, is it a problem that the Giants are so reliant on the home run? And I say that with air quotes. It's basically like saying you're reliant on run scoring. You know what I'm saying? Like, a home run is just a hit, you know, just like any other hit. You need to get hits to score runs. So anyway, we'll break that down next. We'll talk about the Giants' position, their playoff odds, and some injury updates. We know who's going to start on Friday. That's a big deal because we didn't know before yesterday. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. Look, there's no doubt in baseball, and I played baseball, this is a really common thing, spitting and chewing tobacco products, but I really think everyone I played with and everyone who's doing this currently really should transition to Fully Loaded Chew. It tastes and feels just like traditional smokeless products, which make it an easy transition away from traditional tobacco smokeless products. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On Giants listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. Go to fullyloadedchew.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. Just $1 and free shipping if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. Next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. So why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, a big chain store, and just $216.79 at rockauto.com. rockauto.com is for everybody and doesn't require membership or even account logins. Best of all, they're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, as promised, we're going to continue to break this one down. So much to talk about. How about Alex Wood? He's really corrected course here in his last 3 starts. He had a miserable June for the most part, but 2 starts in July and his last start in June, he just has seemed to figure it out. And he was good when the Giants needed him to be good last night. And then the Giants' offense breaking through for these 5 runs. And their depth on display. I mean, Darren Ruff did not start this game. Darren Ruff often doesn't play against right-handed pitching, but that home run came against a righty. Ruff came in for Lamont Wade Jr., who strained his hand swinging the bat and having it break in his hand. So his status moving into the weekend is unknown. He's probably okay, but it just, again, you know, having a guy like Darren Ruff be able to come off the bench and deliver a huge home run, he also drew a walk, was big. Alex Dickerson struggled again. His 0-for-3 night with, you know, some guys on base and some big spots continues to stand out. And like when we're talking about a position that the Giants may need to address at the trade deadline, I think Dickerson is feeling the pressure right now because, you know, he's hitting in the middle of the lineup and we all know the potential is in there. But the fact is he's not a great base runner and he's not a great defender. And so if you're not hitting, then the Giants may feel the heat a little bit to upgrade at that position. So that's just something to continue to watch. But I want to just talk a little bit about this concept of hitting with runners in scoring position, because, you know, I do not often talk about this, but, you know, it's, I notice the same thing, but for me, it's more about hitting with guys on base because the Giants hit for more power basically than any other team. So we need to abandon the idea that you're not in scoring position unless you're on second or third base. Because if you're on first base and someone hits a double, triple, or home run, that is scoring position. And if you hit a home run, you're in scoring position at the plate. So I just really think that that term is outdated and it's, you know, something that applies to a singles hitting team. But if you look at the leaders in isolated power, which is slugging percentage minus batting average, it basically isolates out the power out of your slugging percentage. Because if you're hitting 500 and all of your hits are singles, you have a 500 slugging. So not all 500 sluggings are created equal. But you would also have a zero isolated power in that case. So anyway, Giants lead the major leagues in isolated power when we take out pitchers. So their position players are hitting for more power than any other team, and that's remarkable. But let's just look at the teams who don't hit for a lot of power, like the bottom teams in isolated power this season. You've got the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kansas City Royals, Mets, Diamondbacks, Marlins, Tigers, Rangers, Cardinals, White Sox, Rockies, and Orioles. So there's like one or two good teams mixed in there, but mostly the teams that don't hit for power do not have good offenses. There's just no really denying this fact. You need to hit for power. But the concept is that come the playoffs, if you are overly reliant on home runs, then you're not going to come through in some big situations where you just need productive outs. And actually, I agree with that to an extent. To an extent is the key point. It's that when those situations arise where you just need to like move a runner up, hit a sacrifice fly, then by all means, get that done. And if you don't, that's a huge wasted opportunity. But at the same time, if that's the only way that you're thinking that you should be able to score runs, you're going to have a problem. Like you're going to be losing 5-0 at that point. You need to be able to hit for power to put yourself in a position where, you know, one little move a guy up, hit a sacrifice fly can make a difference. If that's the way you're scoring runs, like there, it's not a coincidence that the Giants are hitting all these home runs and are good again, right? Like they weren't leading the league in home runs when they were bad for all these years, for the last 5 years or so. The power is why they're so good. So I know most people listening are probably like, yeah, duh. But there is this big thing out there in baseball. People think you don't want to be too reliant on power. Well, you definitely don't want to be too reliant on not hitting for power. That is a much, much worse situation to be in. So the way the Giants scored their runs last night, there was a bases loaded hit by pitch, so that doesn't really count. But then there was a Donovan Solano double, and then there was a Mike Yastrzemski double, and there was a Darren Ruff home run. And not only that, I can think of a time recently the Giants finally got a hit with a runner in scoring position, quote unquote, and the guy didn't score because the Giants aren't that fast of a team. So even when you finally get that single with a guy on second base, doesn't mean you're even going to score a run. If you hit the ball over the fence, though, you get to score. You get to slow trot. So let's just rethink that a little bit and notice that, you know, guys are in scoring position on the Giants, whether they're on first, second, or third. or even at the plate. Like, they're first in home runs in the league. So I just don't understand the concept that you're not in scoring position unless you're at second. These guys are in scoring position at the plate, and that is a good thing. And, you know, correlation doesn't always equal causation, but I promise you, the Giants being good and scoring a lot of runs has a lot to do with the fact that they hit homers. So anyway, coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about this game and also just look at the Giants' position in the standings, check in on the Dodgers, check out the Giants' playoff odds, and talk about who's going to start on Friday. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, as promised, we'll wrap this one up. Just a huge win last night for the Giants. Again, gotta give credit to Alex Wood, and then also Tyler Rogers for getting that huge double play ball, Jake McGee closing it out in the ninth. Buster Posey was not able to start again, so we don't know what his status is going to be going into the weekend, going into this last series of the unofficial first half. We do know that the Nationals will be coming into town. Last night, they really took care of the San Diego Padres, so they're going to play them again today in the last game of that series, and it's going to be Max Scherzer on the mound for them. So the Giants are going to miss Max Scherzer, and that's a big deal going into this final weekend series. Scherzer is far and away the Nationals' best starting pitcher. The Dodgers, meanwhile, are going to have a home series against the Diamondbacks to close out the first half. So, you know, would not be surprised at all if that's a sweep. To hold the Dodgers back, it's going to take a good series by the Giants. So on Friday, we're going to see the return of Logan Webb. And to me, I've said this before recently, but his return and his ability to rejoin the starting rotation and just, you know, be healthy and throw innings is huge for this Giants team in the second half of the season. Alex Wood is proving that he is a guy who can slot in behind Kevin Gausman and Anthony DeSclafani. There's been some ups and some downs, but overall, Alex Wood has had a very nice season. And Logan Webb would just give them a really good 1-4 if all those guys are healthy. I have my concerns about Johnny Cueto. I do believe that acquiring a starting pitcher at the trade deadline is probably something the Giants are going to want to look into. I mean, definitely look into, but arguably pull the trigger on that. And to me, it's a lot about depth. Like, if any of these guys goes down, they've got problems. They've got some interesting decisions coming up. I mean, Tyler Beede is on the active roster, didn't pitch in the Cardinals series, even though he was there. And it's going to be Webb starting this game on Friday and not Beede. Webb needs to be added back to the Major League roster, obviously, so somebody's going to have to be optioned off the Major League roster or put on the IL or designated for assignment to clear that spot. But Logan Webb is a huge part. He's not fully built up yet. I think Kapler said 45 to 60 pitches approximately for Webb. We'll see who they go to after that. But definitely good to have Logan Webb coming back from this shoulder injury, which he's had to go on the IL with twice. So hopefully this time it's cleared up enough and he'll be able to pitch the rest of the season. But I obviously have concerns about pitcher health. You always have concerns about that. But this year especially, players are getting hurt left and right. The Giants have been so banged up. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Anyway, the Dodgers are currently leading their game by a wide margin. So, you know, we'll assume that the Dodgers are probably going to be just one game back of the Giants going into Friday's slate of games. The Reds won their game yesterday. They have to, though, play the Brewers starting tonight on Thursday night. So the reason I'm focused on the Reds is because of the wild card standings. I know the Giants are leading the division. Obviously, the goal is to win the division. But the Giants have a 4.5 game lead over the Padres at the time of this recording. And the Padres have a 4.5 game lead over the Reds. So that effectively means the Giants have a 9 game lead over a playoff spot. If they would have lost yesterday, that would have fallen to 8. And so I really want that to get up over 10. And then the Giants would be looking at really, really good odds of just making the postseason, whether it's as a wild card team or winning the division. The teams, you know, there are teams trailing the Reds there, but nobody's particularly close. The next closest teams are the Cubs and Nationals, 2.5 back of the Reds. So that means they're 11.5 back of the Giants, effectively. So this is a big series for the Nationals coming up. And a lot of this is going to dictate, like, if those teams are pushed far enough back, it's going to cause them to sell. And that increases your odds even more. You want to win the division, but if the Reds lose, it just helps your playoff odds, especially if the Giants can continue to take care of their own business. So currently, FanGraphs has the Giants' playoff odds up to 84%, has them finishing 91-71, which still, you know, the projection for them is still that the Giants will be below 500 for the rest of the season. I don't know about that. If the Giants just go 500, they would be 92-70. But anyway, the Giants have had obviously just a fabulous first half so far. One more series to close it out. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to do a mailbag. And then, you know, next Monday, we'll wrap up the first half of the season and talk about everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not a lot of ugly, thankfully. Not a lot of bad, even. But, you know, we'll wrap it all up on Monday. But we'll have that mailbag for you tomorrow. So look out on Twitter for the prompt. You can follow me there at Ben Kaspic. That's KASPICK. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out tremendously. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. So thank you so much for listening, and stay locked on Giants.